And it's just coming up to 11:31 on Phoenix 98 FM. You're listening to Michelle Ward with Eat My Brunch. Now, I'm delighted to be chatting to the Punjabi gardener, also known as Paran Dole. Now, the benefits of gardening, no matter what the size of garden, whether you've got a massive garden, a small garden, a balcony or a windowsill, it can do lots for your mental health benefits as well. So joining us now is Paran. So very good morning.
Morning, Michelle. How are you?
I'm fine, thank you very much. First of all, how did you come up with the name the Punjabi Gardener?
If you actually split up the word Punjabi, P-U-N-J, it actually translates as five in the Punjabi language. Mm. And it actually relates to the five rivers very close to Punjab in India. The land of five waters is the best way to describe it. And those rivers are known as Jhelum, Chenab, Ravi, Sutlej, and Bihar. So there's five key rivers around that region in India. Punjabi, because my grandparents and parents originated from India, and we are known as Punjabis, a.k.a. Sikhs, the guys that that wear turbans, Sikhism is... Sikhism in a way, so that's how I came across the that's why I use the name Punjabi.
And it is a brilliant name. Gardening for you, it's not something you've always done. It started as a hobby, didn't it, really, for you?
Yeah, do you know, Michelle, I used to hate gardening when I used to live with my parents because I used to, from hay fever, and my dad would always say, God, he's making excuses for not coming out to cut the lawn or look after the plant. And then I'd start sneezing and sniffling and snaffling. And I genuinely did have hay fever. You know, in terms of probably my passion, I would say when I moved out, you know, you've got to look after your own garden. Your mum and dad aren't going to do it. I'd say the last 2 years, Michelle, you know, have been sort of instrumental. My wife says to me, look, listen, Param, why don't you grow some mint, something very basic in the garden?
Yeah.
And I started with mint, and then, I don't know, I think I'm lucky I've got green fingers. I ended up, sowing and growing beetroots, onions, tomatoes, courgettes, cucumbers, kale, chocolate mint, of all things.
Really?
Which tastes like after eight, but it comes in a sort of the leaf or plant version. So, yeah, that's how I sort of got started. I got lucky. I could see things were growing, I was harvesting them, and I just thought, carry on, you know?
So for you with mental health, how has it helped?
I mean, I run my own business, and sometimes the stresses and strains really catch up with you, and you don't really get much chance to go outside of the office or warehouse or whatever you're doing. And what I did find was when I was in the garden, you're out in the fresh air, you know, there's things you learn which help you mentally. I mean, with the garden and nature, you know, you learn to accept things as they are, as plants grow, as your garden develops. For example, my daughters would, when they were kiddies, they would run around on the lawn and kick the ball into the plants. My dog would wee on the grass and leave patches. Mm. You learn to accept things. There's other things. Because it's Mother Nature, you learn to try not to be perfect, because it is nature, it's growth. In fact, a famous psychologist, and I'm going to quote Carol Dweck, she basically said, when something doesn't work out the way we had hoped, we view it as a learning opportunity rather than as a failure. Mm. Like if you're planting something put a seed out and it hasn't worked out, you know, you use it as failure. And with me in the garden, I sort of laugh about things. I'm not a perfect gardener. There's loads of stuff that hasn't harvested for me. Mm. So it helps. There's a couple of other quick things I want to mention in terms of mental health, in terms of the garden. That social interaction with others, if you've got an allotment or you're gardening as a family or with your kids.
Yeah.
You get a chance to speak to people. You are connecting with the real world. When you're eating your own homegrown produce, you feel a connection to the world. Apparently the Japanese say, and I believe it, green is good. Or in the East they say bathing in green is good for us.
Yeah.
It helps alleviate anxiety and depression. In the garden you have to be present, whatever you're doing, whether it's pruning, whether it's topping up the soil for a plant or a vegetable. You're getting physical exercise, you're reducing stress, and you're also eating healthy. So I think there's overwhelming evidence there that there's a lot of benefits you know, to gardening. Michelle, I hope that sort of answers that question.
Do you know what? Whenever I've had stuff from the allotment, one of my friend's dad has got an allotment, the taste is just something else. The sweet corn, the runner beans, the flavour, even potatoes, you wouldn't think, but they just taste so much better.
Look, at the end of the day, Michelle, look, gardening is time consuming, but once you've got it set up and you've got areas set up within your garden, you sort of know what you're doing from month to month. And you're right, the taste. Yeah, I've dished vegetables out that I've harvested to my brother, my mother, my father, my wife, my neighbour, Harold. Howard. Apologies, yeah. Harold. Howard opposite me. So, you know, and he really, really appreciates it. And they always say the taste is different because you haven't got that sort of genetically modified, you know, we need to have huge cucumbers, therefore we pump them full of chemicals. So you're right, the taste is totally different.
Yes, it is. Do you know what I was saying earlier, that I grew some beetroot, first time ever I got some pots outside. So you don't have to have a big garden, even if you've got a window, so you can still grow like chilies and things like that. And the chilies are, they're a little bit late, but this is my first attempt. The chilies are coming through, so I'm excited about that. But the beetroots, for some reason, now this just shows you, when you buy stuff in the supermarket, I thought beetroot, when you pulled it out, was like potatoes. So when I pulled out this beetroot, I was like, where is it? And there was a nub. There was a nub on the end of the leaves. That's all that was there. Because you're so used to it. The thing is, we are so used to going in to supermarkets and picking stuff up. And I should know at my age that beetroots don't grow like potatoes. But I was convinced.
But you know what, Michelle? That is such a good point. When I harvested my first lot of, shall I say, purple beetroot.
Yeah.
I mean, if you look at some of my images or photographs on Instagram, they are much, much bigger than the supermarket ones. They are huge. And in fact, 2 weeks ago, I started sowing yellow beetroot. You know, so I'm really looking forward to those. And I think everybody should do a little bit. You don't need a big garden. Container gardening, start there.
Yeah. Or grow them on the, you can do stuff, grow stuff on the windowsill. That's how I started the chilies off this year. We'll see how they do. How does Sikhism follow you into the garden?
Do you know what? I'm going to say to you, I mean, I'm born and bred British, okay? Educated here, university here, business here and everything. I follow Sikhism, or to the extent that it's a religion which is only about 600 years old, 500 years old plus, but they teach equality between man and woman. They preach or teach cruelty-free. Sikhs in general, in my opinion, are vegetarians. It means they don't consume meat, fish, or eggs.
Yeah.
So Sikhism is a spiritual pathway. It's remembering the Lord for those of us who do believe in that. It's cruelty-free, and it's equality. So that's, you know, sort of grow your own, you know, because it's huge, or there's vast, there's so much land out here. And they rely on growing their own and also selling their own, you know, to other people.
Now, if people want to find out more and they want your advice as well, you can go to the PunjabiGardener.com. That's the website. And you've also got Instagram, you're on Twitter, and you're on Facebook as well.
That's it, yeah. So as my daughters keep telling me, Dad, it's hashtag the T-H-E Punjabi Gardener, whether that's Facebook, Instagram. I have my own YouTube channel. My website hopefully should be live in about a week's time. There'll be some funky wellies on there. There'll be some seeds, organic seeds, and some other gardening type products. And look, anybody can drop me a line via email or whatever, Facebook. I'm happy to answer a question that I have an answer to. If I don't have the answer, hey, look, listen, I'll try and get you the answer. And it's to people like yourselves that I have to thank. And, Brentwood, I love Brentwood. Yeah, what a lovely town.
It is. It is. It's a lovely town. It certainly is. And so hopefully we'll see you maybe later in the year or next year when you can come into the studio, because I'll be obviously wanting some of the produce, which you'll be leaving here.
Michelle, definitely.
Lovely to talk to you. Have a great day.
And you, Michelle, thank you for the opportunity.
Thank you. Bye-bye. Bye-bye. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Oh, that was absolutely great. And I am very, very jealous of anybody that can grow beetroot after my disaster. Coming up next, here is Church.